I'm Bronson Tigert here at the National FFA Convention with Jake Fanning. Jake, tell me more about where you're from and what you did for your project.
Sure. Well, I am from the state of Oklahoma, and I proudly represent the Laverne FFA chapter. And my SE project is beef production. So I begin by purchasing lightweight 400 to 600 pound steers or heifers and raise them for approximately 100 to 150 days. And during that time, I'll place them on wheat pasture or summer grassland if available. If not available, I'll feed them a specific growing ration designed to replace the nutrients that are found in pasture land. At the end of that 150 days, they will be either 800 to 900 pounds, and I will sell them in various markets across the United States.
So this is a project that requires a lot of research, a lot of work. Where did you come up with the inspiration to come up with a project like this?
Sure. Well, there was a competition at the Harper County Stock Show, which is a local stock show in Northwest Oklahoma, where the task was to purchase four steers or heifers, and you raise them for 100 days and then weigh them out, and then you'd have an interview process at the Harper County Stock Show. So I did that, and I really enjoyed it. It was such a fun opportunity for me to learn a lot and get those financial documents, learn those things about the cattle industry. But what turned into something that was just more fun turned into a passion, an opportunity for me to make a business out of it. And so from there, I grew from purchasing 8 to 10 to 12 to now where I've, over since 2010, I purchased 2,000 head.
There's a lot more that goes into, you know, what the consumers actually see. You obviously saw behind the scenes aspect of it. And so what can you tell consumers about how important it is and how complicated it can be to produce this food?
Yeah, it's extremely important to know as a consumer kind of where your food's coming from, especially in the beef industry. You know, a lot of people love hamburgers, a lot of people love steaks. But what goes behind what you put on your plate is time, effort, and above all else, care. You know, a lot of times the beef industry can get a bad name for, you know, not properly having beef quality assurance when you're coming to maintaining your animals. And I can ensure whoever eats my product is getting something that was efficiently made, that was carefully made, and something that was made with not only the care from my family, but the generations before me when they crossed the border during the Oklahoma land run.
I'm sure there was a lot of trial and error. I'm sure there was a lot of challenges. If you could give yourself some advice before you started, what would that advice be?
The main advice would be is just to ask as many questions to as many people as you can. I started and I was very a naive young individual that I didn't know a whole lot. And so I didn't know who to ask. I didn't know who to start with. And so if I could just say to go ask anyone who has a connection to the beef industry, anyone who's works in the beef industry, and even beyond that, to just seek out as much help as you possibly can.
So there are 16 of you out of a lot of FFA members throughout this country and even at this convention. How does it feel to be one of the finalists?
You know, I'm extremely thankful for the opportunity to be here and be one of 16 out of the, you know, the entire country. And, you know, there's amazing projects all across the United States. And for me to be selected is an extremely amazing opportunity. It's amazing just to come here for the first time. I'm in Indianapolis for the first time. I'm at National Convention, and so to have the opportunity to come here and meet fellow FFA members, to learn about their projects, to learn about what they're passionate about, and above all else, I'm leaving here extremely confident about the agricultural industry.
So what do you have to say to your community and your chapter about where you're at today?
You know, I would just say thank you. I would say thank you to all those who had a hand in my development as a young man, not only as an FFA member, my development as a beef producer, my development as an advocate, as well as a steward of this industry. If you had a hand in maybe giving me an interview or just give me a management tip, I greatly appreciate it, and it does not go unnoticed.
With FFA Today, I'm Bronson Tigert.